Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg Council Budget Workshop for 2021 to order for December 1st, 2020. I'll just go ahead and turn it over to Jeremy and we'll just get into the nuts and bolts.
All right, Council. So I'll just kind of go through some line items. Any questions, stop me and we can address them at that time. But just as far as revenues, things I want to point out, for 2021, we have no budgeted rental income. So no income there, so any income we do receive from rentals will be a bonus. When you're on their computers that can follow along. Or have the budget up.
Yep, I see it.
One thing I've changed in the budget this year too, income is just to account for the reimbursements received for the cell phone program. Non-adjusted wages. Made a few additional adjustments in the general government. One additional thing looked at is new chairs. We've had a couple of them that broke on us. That's there in the budget. Another thing to point out is I've added $1,000 to the budget to the auditing fees, and that's to compensate for the CARES Act compliance audit. Equipment and improvements in general government. We have the gravel bucket in there for $2,000. We have trees in there for basically $3,500. New tires. Policing, no change in policing for 2021. Animal and mosquito control, we have set at about $4,500. Fire department, very similar to previous years. The only change we made here was in capital outlay. We had been putting $6,000 away for bottles. At this time, Scott said they're good, but we have taken that money and put that into the fire equipment CD for future purchases. Item of discussion would in public works for streets would be the 4 radar signs. In order to kind of keep taxes low, that's something we could look at cutting in half, maybe buy 2 this year and then 2 next year. $16,500 for seal coating. And then we've added about $3,500 for cameras in the park. And we made adjustments for insurance and cell phone use. That you can see is down from previous years due to some of the changes we've made in the phone systems and phone companies. We have money set aside for finishing the bar floors, an LED, steps, the retaining wall and all that, that is already in from previous budget. So that's accounted for. Surplus, I'll show you in a minute. And then the big thing is the $40,000 here that we have transfer out from water. It would be for this line item, it'd be to the water fund. And that's the demolition of the water tower. And then we have $14,000 for, which we've had every year for quite a few years for city maintenance and equipment fund. And then here's the $6,000 that we'll be putting in the fire equipment CD for future here. One thing, if you can see, one thing I've looked at is I've taken, typically you want to be at about 40 to 50% cash flow. And Reason that is basically we get paid about every 6 months, the majority of our monies through taxes in the June and November. So what I've looked at is taking here what our total expenditures are for 2021, about 600,000. Take 50% of that to get our available cash flow that we have, that extra, and about 81,000 of that is for items that need to be completed, which leaves us with about $88,000 in our cash flow that we can either transfer or use or allocate to this year's budget while still maintaining a 50% cash flow through the end of 2020. Well, as far as general fund, and with the adjustments I've made, you can see, I mean, we had proposed, I think, close to 13%. Right now, I'm down to about 11.6%. And I think really items of discussions I've looked at, I don't know, council can chime in too, but things I've talked about, you know, would be like grapple bucket. It would be nice, but is it necessary? The radar signs, did we want to do 4? Cut that in half. And also just a note, I have not accounted for any major street improvements for 2021. The theory there is waiting a year to let COVID play out and let budgets play out from the state level also, just for the fact that I don't know what the status of LGA is for 2021. It would be kind of nice to get that out because we basically use LGA monies for freedom. What we would do is kind of delay our 5-year plan 1 year, and then we jump right back into it in 2020. Brad Street, Luka, and parts of Maroon. That would be the priority, sir.
Hey, Jeremy, this is Tim. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Stay right where you're at there. You're looking at the city savings account equipment maintenance fund. If I recall, that fund is that a pretty healthy fund?
Yeah. So we want to get into kind of like some city reserves. If you're on your computer, you can see here.
Yep.
You know, we're projected at the end of this year to have about 109,000 in the equipment replacement. And, you know, we got about $257,000 for city maintenance fund, which treats. So there are monies there. And like I said, too, we're still carrying, if you go back to the general fund, $88,000 cushion there that we can either transfer for future street improvements or future projects or allocate towards the 2021 budget.
Oh, I got you. I misunderstood you on that $88,000.
Yeah, so that's even additional to what we have in reserves.
Oh, man. Got you. Okay.
Guess maybe I'll change it. Available. Reserves. That clarifies that a little better.
Yeah, that is.
So what you're saying, Jeremy, is we could potentially take the money for all 4 signs out of that $88,000.
Yeah, anything, the demo, anything in the budget we could use to put towards that 88.
Can we just cover the signs with that and see what that looks like or see what that does to the levy increase?
Yeah, so that's probably going to get you, you know, almost 3% reduction, you know, because if we take it down 12, I'll tidy this all up for the meeting, but that brings us down to about 9.3. And then still leaves us with you know, 76,000.
Yeah.
Another thing that's I've kind of talked about a little bit with Chris is, you know, the demo of the water tower, is that something we want to complete next year? Do we want to break it up over a 2-year period and get it done in 2022? Or, you know, so kind of really there looking for what kind of timeline we want to look at for the demolition of the water tower.
Personally like to just get that thing down and get that entire project behind us. I don't know if I'm in the minority.
No, you're not. You're not, Jim. I think we should get it taken care of too right away. Get it done and over with so it ain't sitting there lingering.
Jeremy, this is Councilman Feltman. Yeah, I agree. Otherwise, the longer you drag it out, the more expensive it actually gets when you look at it in the long run. And of that 88,000, we want 4 electronic signs, you said. There's only 3 streets really coming in with the exception of Martha Street. Do we really need 4? Could we get by with 2 if we really thought we needed them and take some of that 88,000 and use it towards the water tower, towards the system to try to keep the water rates down a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, if the majority feels they want to get the water tower demo completed, you know, I would look at that would be the priority of using that money, you know, because that in itself is almost an 8% increase. And, you know, even if you just took them 2 line items out, you're almost down to 2. Right there, and then that's still leaving you with about $36,000, which I then would suggest to transfer that remaining $36,000 into the street maintenance improvement fund.
Let's do that,
because if you do that that way.
Jeremy, while you're updating the spreadsheet with that change, just let council know that today the budget forecast came out for the state, and somehow, some way, we are in a surplus for 2020 to 2021. But with that said, we're in an equally projected deficit for 2022 to 2024. So, you know, I have a suspicion that maybe LGA will be available based on current projections, but then probably the year after that, it might not. So depending on what kind of information we get going out this year, we may want to kind of reconfigure a few things. And at first I was kind of in favor of maybe waiting on the demo of the water tower because of LGA and things of that nature. But now after hearing today's budget report, I'm definitely, let's get the project taken care of and move on.
So if we were to take those, basically them 2 line items and basically use the surplus, you know, in the city's general fund, you know, that brings you down to 1.521% tax increase. And then there, like I said, it still allows us to move $34,000 for future street improvements. And then hopefully we get LGA, and then, you know, that fund will be quite healthy.
I'm in favor of that. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what everybody else feels like, but I like that.
I do too. Sounds good to me. I'm all in favor of that.
Sorry, Eric. Councilman Feltman or Jeremy, they are our two priorities, right? The water tower, wrapping that up, and streets, right? That's what we've got at the head of the list.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as the signs, Scotty, what we were looking at for the signs was basically on both ends of Jacob Street and then both ends of the county road. And then we still, with those four, we have them on basically the main ins and outs, you know, minus Martha. And then we still also have available the portable trailer to stick wherever there may be issues.
I have nothing against the sign issue or anything. It's just that I'd like to see that money that is there go to something that we need to take care of now and not... we still have policing in town, and they got to, if nothing else, we got to put a bug in their ear that they got to start sitting in for, 15, 20 minutes on a street and picking some off, and not down at the park where everybody can see them when they come into town already. So I don't have nothing against the signs. Don't get me wrong, Jeremy, but I think we need to spend that money to help keep the taxes down for the people. As long as we do have the money, it's their money, and we might as well spend it wisely on projects we've got going here.
Yep. Totally agree.
Councilman Poplar here, Scotty. There are a few people down on the other end by the bank and stuff that have made it an issue, not an issue with me, but said, you know, could we get some permanent speed signs down there to thing, because I'll tell you this, I think they do work, because I know that one on Plato and on County Road 9, every time I drive on that road going past, I know that sign is there, and it's like, boom. So, I mean, if we can get, you know, I agree with you too, Scotty, that we got to get it, but let's just get those signs taken care of so we have citizens in this town that feel comfortable with safer roads.
Yeah, you do have a point there, Eric. I mean, that's, like I said, I'm not against the signs. I just, how much are the signs, Jeremy,
a piece? Roughly about $3,000 a piece.
Oh, well, that ain't that big a deal. We can still get our signs and use, if we don't use, allocate any money for the streets and put everything to the water tower, that'd be fine with me, knowing that maybe we're going to get some money from the state this year. Yeah, and then we can always see if we feel that. Can you put it in there and take it back out, Jeremy? I guess that's a question I want to ask.
What's that, Scotty?
If you put the money in for streets so much, and can you take it out to move it to someplace else, or can't you once the budget's finalized?
You know, we always can amend the budget.
Jeremy, as it stands right now, you've got the $12,000 for the sign, the $40,000 for the water tower, and we're still putting over $30,000 towards streets, correct? And that's without LGA money.
So then it wouldn't include LGA, and we'd still be taking a little over $36,000 in allocating their future street improvements. And roughly 1.52% increase.
That sounds like you got it worked out pretty good there, Jeremy. I mean, on the water tower, if we can knock off a buck and a half or so on people's water bills, that's already, I think that's pretty huge. So I think you got it worked out pretty good there.
Yeah, I like it the way it's going here. I think it's pretty good job on pushing numbers together.
I'm always looking to keep taxes down, but it's just a thing of mine is typically nothing against anybody, but when a politician always tells me, I won't raise your taxes, it's one thing always worries me, but I do believe in keeping them down too. nothing hardly ever goes down in price.
That's right. You got to find that balance.
You know, and if we're comfortable with that, I mean, what I've done is I've looked at the water fund and done some forecasting here on this spreadsheet to see kind of what we'd have coming in for incomes and then what our, you know, basically our expenses would be. And I tried to just kind of make it where we could break even kind of the next 4 years, really, here, 3-4 years. So that way, then when that debt comes off from the water treatment plant and the wells, you can see then we start having the monies available to start building those funds back up, which I'd recommend in there for the, you know, the next 100 years, so to say. You know, we get another 100 years out of the tower and plant, but. You know, and then there's going to be other expenses that we'll have to start accounting for too once those are paid off. For the tower being painted and those general maintenance. But really, with that, what I've done is if you look at, I always hate to go back on my word, but we were looking at about 2%. But as I said last meeting, I'm looking at about a 4% increase. Get us by these next few years. So for 2021, I had about 4% increase. And then I think it was about 2.5%, 2% for the next few years.
Jeremy, I know that it's been a, I know I've sat on that council many times and gone through this budget. And there's uncertainties in a lot of it, but I think this year there's way more uncertainties than there's ever been since I've ever been on the council or did any final budget for the city. I'm just wondering about all our lawyer fees and stuff. Nobody knows how much this COVID is going to back up the court system. And we budget for lawyers and all this stuff. Do you feel we have enough budgeted, and do you feel we could wait because our court dates might not be till 2023 or something, or 2022?
Yeah, I talked to the lawyer on that because it was a concern or issue, and their thought was hoping, you know, summer of 2021 though. That we would hopefully get a trial date on that, if not, you know, a summary judgment from a judge.
Oh, okay, and we do have enough, you feel, tucked away for lawyer fees to handle.
Yeah,
what's up for me?
You know, if nothing else takes this place, we're probably on pace for about $40,000 in legal fees. We had budgeted $50,000. So that leaves us about, you know, $10,000 to carry over to, and we have $30,000 in the budget. I'd like to hope that it's not more than that. I mean, I'd like to think a lot of the legwork's been done. Now it's just a matter of presenting our case.
I'm comfortable with that number, Jeremy, especially if we're going to carry some over. I think that's a nice little bonus.
I should be comfortable with that too. I think that should be, crossing my fingers, sufficient enough, I'm hoping.
As long as nothing else comes up, not going
to matter. Right.
You know, and push comes to shove, worst case scenario, we always have reserves to bounce back on.
Right.
If something comes up, we can pull out a reserve to amend the budget, you know, if we need to. and still, you know, be able to maintain and keep the city in a good financial position.
So we're looking at about a 4% increase in taxes is what you're saying, Jeremy?
No, about 4% in the water rates, which, so about the average usage in town is about 4,000 gallons. So if you use more than that, it'll be a little more, but if you use 4,000 gallons a month, your total water bill will go up roughly about $2.76. So that would be the water rate increases. And then the tax levy would go up about 1.52%.
I'm happy with that. I mean, you need water and you need clean water, and it goes up another $2.70 or some change. It spent $2.70 a lot worse than buying water.
Well, it's less than a bottle of water at the game if we ever get to go again. So
correct.
Yep. And, you know, and the nice thing is the way to look at it too, and hopefully, you know, the taxpayers do too. You know, we just did a $1.37 million project too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is nice to have more pressure. I will say that, and cross our fingers that this winter we don't have too many water main breaks, or we don't have any. That'd be sweet. But yeah, them figures you got going there, Jeremy, that sounds pretty decent.
Anything else we need to review, Jeremy?
Not unless council has anything you feel we haven't covered, touched base on, wants to look at adding or subtracting.
Council, any thoughts?
No, I'm happy with 4%, I guess, Chris, knowing that what we've all went through, if everybody in town knew what we went through, they'd maybe have a little bit of a different attitude towards us once in a while. But I'm happy with that of 4%. You can't have people just keep taking you to court and suing you over something that's really kind of, in my book, pretty asinine. So it is what it is. And I think Jeremy's done his best, and I give him a lot of credit and for his hard work and doing another good job this year.
I agree. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm on board with it.
Okay. Well, if there's no other additions or subtractions that we want to do, and if everybody's okay with this, we'll move it on then to the next meeting, at which time we'll have the truth and lending aspect of it, and then we'll have a very small discussion at the general meeting and a passage then, unless anything comes up between now and then that we need to dig into.
Yep, and then at the next meeting, that's where kind of we have the open meeting where we open to the public to them to voice their concerns or raise any issues.
Okay, if there's no other comments or suggestions, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Councilman Tracy, second.
So moved and seconded to adjourn the budget workshop. All in favor?
Councilman Buckton, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Feltman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. We are adjourned for the workshop on 12/1/2020 at 6:30 p.m.